Well, boxing morning. Let's see if my guest is still... Oh, good morning, Mark. Happy Boxing Day. How's the head?
It's been better, but that's probably because I'm not home.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope the sofa wasn't too uncomfortable last night and doesn't sound travel long distances through the walls and floors of well-built Victorian houses. And nothing like a Boxing Day present, so here's one for you. I did find a midnight store that was open. It's an anti-snoring nasal dilator, a magnetic anti-snore clip, and a stop-snoring acupressure snoring natural sleep aid for the man who has almost everything.
Can I ask you a slightly odd question, slightly off-script?
Just in case you've got
the I know,
message.
Obviously, there's a comic conceit involved in all this. You know that I do... Have you actually heard me snoring in your house?
Well, now's not the best time to be sharing this information.
Is that yes?
We have... I put a fan on in our
room. Okay, I don't know now whether what you're doing is comedy scripted stuff or whether this is true. I mean, I do snore really badly.
Oh, do you?
Okay. I do. Oh, okay, fine. You do say you didn't know. Great, okay, cool.
I'm just trying to make you feel
no,
better.
No, that's fine.
It's Christmas.
Fine.
I'm trying to make you feel
it's
better.
It's Boxing Day, son.
Still Christmas.
Boxing Day is not Christmas.
It's Christmas festivities, but it's Boxing Day.
It's
Christmas till January the 6th when it's Epiphany. 12 days of Christmas, yes? What is it called?
Five gold rings.
And it's the 12 days of...
Christmas.
There you go.
Boxing Day.
And one of those. Worst film of the year. There's some correspondence that's come through a Boxing Day post from the Vanguardistas overnight. It's just on my...
This is what they were doing on Christmas Day.
What's the worst film of the year? What is the absolute worst?
I must email Kermode and Mayo to get this off my chest.
Josh Blunsden. On two transatlantic flights this year, I noticed people around me watching Morbius. Even seeing it out of the corner of my eye was painful. Surely a strong contender. CJ says, a lot of meh films this year, and I avoided the ones people were slating. But one film people were praising, and in their top threes of the year, was The Northman. And though I usually love a revenge story, it left me cold and rather bored. Mohammed Shakir says, Marvel had a bad year. Doctor Strange 2, that might have been me. I had higher expectations going in, and it didn't meet any of them. Also, Thor Love and Thunder... was self-indulgent tripe.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Carly
wasn't
Squires.
It? Just
Jurassic World is a given.
Carly Squires. No secrets.
What?
Oh, no.
Jurassic World
I'm
is...
I Carly Simon. Who's Carly... Why do I know the name Carly Squires?
I don't know. Maybe you went out with her.
No.
Back
no.
in the day.
It's a famous name, isn't it? Carly Squires?
Anyway, Carly Squires says, Jurassic World is a given, but Incantation was so disappointing. The plot got completely lost and it felt very long. I ended up switching it off early. James Coxford, Black Adam.
Awful, 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 awful.
It committed
awful.
the unforgivable crime for an action film. It was so boring. I went to sleep in the cinema.
Yeah, that has happened.
Jelly Scorpio says, Prey was overrated rubbish.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Doctor Strange 2 was a disappointment and
yes.
largely finished me with Marvel. Maybe a blessing in disguise. Morbius is what the kids call mid.
What does that mean?
I'm not a kid. And I managed to avoid most films that people have mentioned.
Morbius,
is that right? Mid.
I don't know. It's not something that I know, but Morbius, it was awful.
Our production team are
Jared being
much
awful.
Younger than us. Do you ever use the term mid? Does mid mean anything? There you go. Simon Paul, he's nodding because he's got young children.
It's the same as
meh.
And incidentally, can I just take this opportunity to go, and he's not even the best Jared in the movie.
Very good.
I finally got that.
One day. Okay, so it's mid. But why does mid mean meh? Anyway.
I don't know. Why does mid mean meh? Yeah, but middling... Oh, but I don't think Morbius was middling. I thought it was poo.
Yeah, the inference of meh is don't bother. Whereas something fair to middling, that's kind
of
okay.
Right. Oh, it's a football thing.
But I think that... Okay, so what Simon Paul is saying in our headphones, mm-hmm. which obviously you can't hear...
Well, they can probably hear it leaking.
...is that mid is used... You know, if you think a footballer is elite and someone wants
elite.
To...
Elite.
Someone wants to diss your opinion, they'll say, no, he's mid. I mean, this is just strange. a strange business. But anyway, so now
kids today, eh?
But I think satisfactory is, as we have discussed on the program before,
satisfactory,
perfectly fine. Andrew F says Morbius. It's hardly hard to fathom how anyone might have thought they were onto a winner here, even by the standards of the bottom of the barrel, contractual obligation, end of the comic book movie spectrum. This is hollow and formulaic stuff.
And he's not even the best Jared in the movie.
Oh, that joke. Robert Dodds says, the Northman, utter drivel, with Nicole Kidman's accent on top.
My husband... No, what is he? It's a thing. It's my main... My husband has been, because it's Hamlet, you know, it's basically Hamlet, has been killed by a thing for whom I have to hurt. Because it is a really weird
what
thing.
What accent are you trying?
Well, okay, so well, weirdly enough, I was contacted on a social media platform of which I'm no longer a part because Elon Musk is, well, it's like, as somebody said, it's not so much that he pissed in the pool, it's like more like he pooed in it.
Thank you for that.
And the poet, the great poet, who's actually involved in you know in overseeing this, Robert Eggers had at one point wanted to do the film in original languages, and then they didn't. But then what they decided was that actually the language at that point was a combination of different dialects, and therefore it was the fact that everyone was. Well, not in fact, everyone. The fact that I had particularly taken them to task for the wandering accents was completely unfair because actually, had you been around then, the accents would have been very, you know, very wandering. I'm not buying it, but it was a... No.
How does anybody know anyway, to be perfectly honest, what the accents were?
Oh, they've got recordings.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, very, okay. Very early shellac recordings.
Dan Pearson, Jurassic World has to be the worst of the year. Imagine having the setup for massive dinosaurs out in the world and then making a boring film about locusts, all the while making comment on corporate greed while being the fifth sequel to a film that didn't need one. Davesh sued, but Jurassic World did give us a very entertaining interview this year. Davesh sued, Uncharted. Harmless to the masses, but an utterly pathetic adaptation that missed all the charm, excitement, and shockingly maturity of the games. Miscast leads who wouldn't stop bickering, taking place in the most dull CG wastelands. No other film left me this upset this year. An evergreen.
There is a film which left me more upset, but we'll get to it.
An evergreen Quinn, The Grey Man was pretty naff. True. But my vote actually goes to the latest Fantastic Beasts. For me, it's the antithesis of what a Potter film is for, not least because it features hardly any beasts, but rather than an escape from the real world, this entire film is about politics.
I just read you this from Sion, who is indeed the this was a social media post from a platform which I'm no longer involved, from April the 17th, from Sion, who after I had written my review of The Northman, I thought there were things that were good in The Northman, but things that weren't good in it. Anyway, he said, thank you for your thoughtful review. I think that was being ironic, but it was a very good post. I just want to point out that the characters in the film are from the Hebrides, Norway, Ireland, Sweden, Ukraine, Scotland, Brittany, even England. We worked with the idea that unlike today, back then they didn't speak in a unified accent. And I'm reading that out in the interest of balance.
Okay.
And to demonstrate that was a perfectly legitimate response to a criticism that I had made of the film's accents.
Very good. Thank you. So thanks very much for getting in touch on the subject of worst films of the year. But Mark, what, as far as you're concerned, is the worst film of the year?
Well, Thor: Love and Thunder was rubbish. Morbius was rubbish. Bullet Train was massively underwhelming and overlong and self-indulgent. Disney's Pinocchio, as opposed to Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio was one of the best films of the year. Disney's Pinocchio, the Robert Zemeckis one, with Tom, I'm sorry, what are you doing here, Hanks? Absolutely disgraceful. Halloween Ends was appalling, and I'm surprised that hasn't turned up more. Black Adam was rubbish, but the worst film of this year, and indeed of many years in recent history, Michael Flatley's Blackbird.
Ah.
And I'm again, sort of surprised that that hasn't turned up. I just imagine that nobody saw it.
I think that's almost certainly the reason why it hasn't turned up is because no one could be bothered.
Yeah, but let us not forget, Michael Flatley won the award for Best Actor at the Monaco International Streaming Film Festival, despite the fact that his film was not streaming anywhere.
I think it's definitely the case that nobody bothered to watch it, which is why it hasn't turned up on the worst film of the year.
Yeah. Michael Flatley, based in Ireland and Monaco. Monaco International Streaming Film Festival, owned by a company based in Ireland and Monaco. Mm. I mention it only in passing.
And if he's listening, we wish him a very happy Christmas, the rest of Christmas period.
But we would like to ask him to not do that again.
Yeah. If at all possible.
If at all. Or, Michael, if you're listening and you want to produce, write, direct, and star in a movie that's as self-aggrandizing as that, fine. Keep it to yourself. I mean, do it, by all means. Just don't foist it upon the rest of the world.
And all the best with the tippy-tappy stuff for next year. I have a feeling that the Vanguardistas will be very pleased with the load that we're going to give them this festive period, because...
I don't like the sound of that sentence.
We're going to do a Christmas dump. I think there's going to be a Christmas
dump. We'll be downstreaming things.
Yes.
What's happened to Nadine Dorries?
We'll be back very shortly.